Middlebrook, top of the arc, got it! Middlebrook on fire that time, dialing in with a deep three ball. Shayla Middlebrook with seven. Pioneers, though, still down by double figures at 30-20.
You're listening to AM 930 WEOL.
And, of course, we're online as well at WEOL.com, or maybe you're listening on your phone. No matter where you're listening, how you're listening, through what device, we're glad you've dialed in for our girls' high school basketball preview as we broadcast live here at Wolfie's. We're going to be here till about 9 o'clock tonight, a little bit later on. Rob's got some great deals to tell you about from the good folks here at Wolfie's. And, hey, if you didn't get here tonight, don't worry. We're coming right back here Monday night. We've got our boys' high school basketball preview down here on Monday. So grateful for the girls' coaches that have made their way here to Wolfie's tonight. Looking forward to the boys' coaches as we get ready for the high school basketball season. I, for one, am excited. I love high school basketball. It's the best 4 months of the year. So looking forward to getting back behind the mic and doing some play-by-play for hoops. And one of the teams that we have on the WEOL schedule, in fact, I'll have their game Wednesday, December 2nd, Elyria High. Lady Pioneers that night will be taking on Medina. And it's great to have their head coach on the girls' side, Brian Arth, join us here at the head table. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
So what are your thoughts on this 15-16 Elyria High girls basketball team? You told me during the break you have the potential to be pretty good.
Yeah, we've got a lot of good players, good athletes. We just got to try to put it together. We had a couple scrimmages. We looked good at certain quarters, and other quarters were kind of lackadaisical. But if we can put it together, we've got a good team.
So consistency is the buzzword, per se.
Yeah. Yeah, right now we're not consistent at all defensively. Offensively, we're going to be hard to stop. But defensively, we're giving up a lot of points right now.
So without getting too coach speak, too technical on us, Brian, how do you coach consistency? How do you get the girls to play at basically the same level for that 32 minutes?
It's tough. Right now we're dealing with girls coming in to practice or scrimmages and not playing hard for 32 minutes. You know, and we're working on that now. We're trying to get everybody up, you know, and it's just tough. You know, I don't know. We've got to work through it as a team. We've got some girls who work hard consistently. Other girls take plays off. You know, but if we can get that consistency where everybody's on the same page, I think we can go far.
Many years ago, real quick, sorry, Rob. I wanted to follow up on that because many years ago, I had the opportunity to interview Raleigh Massimino, and it was when he was at Cleveland State, but of course, you know, national champion at Villanova and so forth. But he was talking about the guys at CSU, and he said, "Tim, they think they're playing hard, but they're not." And I was always intrigued by that because if kids, he was coaching young men, but if kids think they're playing hard, what do you do to get them to say, "No, you're not. There's another level you can take it to"?
Well, what we're going to do in the next few days is we're going to look at film. Film doesn't lie. You know, we're going to show them when they're playing hard and when they're not playing hard. You know, because, I mean, we've got a great group of girls. We've got everything we need. We got a great point guard. We've got shooters. We got rebounders. We got post play. But, you know, we're not putting it together right now. We're still winning. We're beating a lot of teams in scrimmages, but that's on pure athleticism. You know, when we get into our schedule, playing Solon two times, Menor, you know, Walsh, Hathaway Brown, Wesley, I mean, we got a tough schedule. So,
Tim kind of took my question. I guess I'll ask it a different way. Do the girls think they're playing hard, and you have a different opinion?
Yeah, I think they know that they're playing hard at times.
Okay.
You know.
You've been around the block. You've been in a lot of different places. You've been to Columbus. Have you seen this before at other places you've been?
Yeah, but not as bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it sounds like it's one of your big concerns going into the year to get them to see it, to play defensively consistent.
Yes. And we had that at Cleveland Central Catholic at the beginning of the year. And we kicked some kids off, and that's what it took. you know, we're not going to do that because we've got a good group of kids. But we just, you know, we've got to put it together.
Who are some of those kids?
Yeah, talk about your players.
Well, obviously, Shayla Middlebrooks is a very good player. She just signed with Middle Tennessee State, which is a very good Division I conference. A couple other seniors, Sammy Hajar. She's our shooter, our sixth man. She's been our sixth man for 3 years. She's doing a great job for us, taking a leadership role. And then CeCe McIntosh is back. She didn't play last year, and she's really playing well, finishing inside, hitting threes. And then we've got a tremendous point guard in Tristan. She's a sophomore.
Tristan Thurman?
Yeah, Tristan. Yep. Thurman. And she's the best point guard in the area. We just have to give her a little more confidence in scoring because she can score at will, but she loves to dish the ball, which is great, but at times she needs to score.
So you almost look at her and say, you've got to be a little more selfish. I know not the right term, but...
No, it is the right term. We talk about it every day. Like today at our scrimmage, she's giving up layup after layup to, you know, give it to somebody else. And it's like, hey, you got to score. You know, you're wide open, and then you're giving it back to somebody else with a defender on him.
Is that a sophomore girl maybe trying to fit in with the older girls by thinking...
Yeah, a little bit. Little bit. She just wants to make everybody happy, but I tell you, she's a special player. She's really good.
Got to remind her she needs to make you happy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my point guard from Cleveland Central Catholic played at University of Oregon. This girl is a lot better than her right now as a sophomore.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, she's that good.
Again, we're talking with Brian Arth, girls head coach over at Elyria High. Lady Pioneers getting set to open up the 15-16 season. So if this team gets to that consistency level and gets to that level of play overall that you want them to, Brian, how good can they be? What are your expectations with this team if they perform to the level you'd like them to?
I think we can get to regionals, and then, you know, regionals, if you get regionals, anything can happen. You know, I've been there before. Doesn't matter, you know. You could have a team that's 500 playing against a team that has one or two losses, and it doesn't matter, you know. And, you know, we just need more leadership. We have one captain, and Deer Hammonds, she's doing a good job. She's our best defender. But we need more help in the leadership role. We're not talking defensively. If we can get that up, I think we can have a special year.
So what will the strength of this team be as this year evolves? What do you really see this team doing well?
Offense. We're good offensively. Yeah, we run the floor well. Our post players are as fast as our guards. So a lot of our post players get the rebound and they just take it themselves down the court, and they can all handle the ball, which is nice. And we're tough to stop offensively, but, you know, when you're giving up, if you can't stop anybody, eventually you're not going to score. You know, so we need to stop teams. You know, and that's where we have to really focus on.
As Rob mentioned, you've had some very, very successful stops before Elyria High. Is it a question, Brian, where you look at talent and you'll tweak your coaching style and you'll tweak your philosophy to say, man, I've got a group of kids that can do this. And so I've got to change here a little bit. Is that something you're used to doing?
I change all the time. I mean, like, I love to play man defense, but last year we weren't a good man defense. You know, so we played a ton of zone, and we were successful. I think we were 17-5 or somewhere around there. This year, we really need to work on our man, but we're going to play a lot of zone. We're going to trap a lot. You know, we need to play up-tempo. We can't slow it down. We're, you know, we come complacent, you know. So,
talk a little bit about the league, because obviously you're going to face some competition in that league. Wow.
Well, yeah, and obviously we have our rivals with Strongsville, Brunswick, and Medina. You know, I think it's safe to say that we don't like any of them, and they don't like us, you know. And now we have to play Shaker was all, they were young last year. They were beating us by 20 at halftime. We beat them in overtime. We came back, but they're very good. Euclid's athletic, and then obviously you got Menner and Solon. You know, Solon's got everybody back, I think, but one girl, and they went to the state championship. So, We've got our work cut out for us.
Is that the barometer game? That Solon game? Does that become the game just where you say, man, we need a measuring stick game just to see where we're at?
Well, I think the second game of the year against Walsh.
Okay.
We'll see where we're at. You know, we open up with Cleveland Central Catholic, so that's going to be a tough game, too. They got a lot of good athletes, and they're big. So, you know,
you'll know pretty quick.
Yeah.
Does it matter in the big picture how good you are in late November, early December?
Yeah, I think it does.
Okay.
You know, everybody talks about how good you are at the end of the season, but I think there's got to be consistency. You know, obviously we want to get better and better, but we don't want to get blown out by teams, especially in our league, because we got to play them again. You know, and then if we get blown out the first round, we're going second round thinking, you know, we don't know what the girls are going to think.
And I'm sure there's a confidence thing there, too. If you're 1-5 or 1-6, the girls are going, so much for this good season Coach Art said we were going to have.
Yeah, and that could happen because, like I said, we play a lot of good teams. So
who did you scrimmage to get ready for this early season schedule, and are you happy with how that's gone?
Yeah, we're happy with the scrimmages. We opened up with Keystone, Cloverleaf, and Sandusky Perkins and did well. And then we went Sunday over at John Carroll. We played Leary Catholic, Hawken, and Hudson and did well.
Wow.
And tonight we had, over at our place, we had Hathaway, Brown, Beachwood, Avon, and Clearview. And then this weekend we're taking Hathaway, Brown with us over to Delphus St. John's.
So you're taking on all comers in the summer then.
Yeah.
But that'll get you ready, as we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
So, well, hey, we appreciate you stopping by. From what you say, this could be a very fun year at that Pioneer Gym for Elyria High Girls Basketball. Yeah. That's a cool thing.
Yeah.
We're looking forward to covering it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Good to have you here. Brian Arth, girls head basketball coach at Elyria High, as he joins us here right in Elyria at Wolfie's. And, again, high expectations for the Elyria High Lady Pioneers girls basketball squad. I think we got one coach left, correct?
Yes, we do,
Nick
Tim.
Coming up,
we have Nick DiMacchia, the Clearview Lady Clippers coach.
All right, so we'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to the head coach of Clearview. Nick DiMacchia has made his way over to Wolfie, so we'll chat with him about the upcoming Clearview Lady Clipper campaign. Boy, it's been a great night here at Wolfie's. A lot of coaches stopping by, and that's a good thing. So we're glad you've dialed in to listen to them on AM 930 WEOL. Maybe you've listened on your phone if you've downloaded that mobile app. And Rob, folks can also listen online.
Yes, they can, and that's WEOL.com.